Well, 2010 has been a good year for Roseanne Cash. This summer, she published her memoir of growing up, Johnny Cash's eldest daughter, and coming into her own as a performer. Publishers Weekly called Composed a Memoir one of the top 100 books of the year. And her album, The List, is now up for a Grammy Award, the list being the list her dad gave her of the songs he felt she should know.
Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is gone. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is gone.
That's Motherless Children, one of 12 songs Roseanne Cash recorded from her dad Johnny's list of 100 essential country songs, a list he sat down and wrote out for her when she was 18. When we spoke to Roseanne last year, I asked her, why did he do that?
What sparked the list was my ignorance. I was on the road with him, and we were riding on the bus, and he mentioned a song, and I said, I don't know that one.
What was the song? Do you even remember?
I don't remember now, but he went through three or four songs that I didn't know, and then he said, okay. And he got out his legal pad, and he spent the rest of the afternoon making this list for me.
What was his attitude?
Pensive, very thoughtful. That's the image I have in my mind of him sitting there with his pencil raised above the legal pad, thinking about which song he was going to put next. And it was an exciting thing for him to do because he had all of these songs at his fingertips, kind of.
What an important thing.
What's important is that I managed to save it for all these years.
I was just thinking it would be a treasure for anyone to have from a parent who's now died.
Yes.
But it becomes a national treasure because we get to know what Johnny Cash thought.
It's definitely a cultural treasure. I see it as a personal legacy, like if it were a martial arts secret or something, you know. But you're right, it's also a cultural treasure.
Well, you had some high-profile help on this project, Bruce Springsteen, Elvis Costello, Jeff Tweedy, Rufus Wainwright. By the way, did any of them already know this music? Did any of them say, oh, I want to do this one?
They all knew all of this music. They're all incredibly well-versed in American roots music and Southern music. So I didn't have to, say, oh, could you learn this? They knew it. But we asked them specifically, I asked Bruce if he would sing on Sea of Heartbreak, and he said yes.
And let's listen.
Sea of Heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of
Roseanne Cash, as we listen to Bruce Springsteen and Sea of Heartbreak on your new CD, what were you listening to when your dad made this list? I mean, you didn't know some of these songs, but what did you know?
I was a Beatles freak, first and foremost. I was president of my Beatles fan club when I was a pre-adolescent. And I grew up in California, so I was listening to Neil Young and Buffalo Springfield and Elton John and Janis Joplin and then Joni Mitchell. So all of the singer-songwriters and the British Invasion, all of that I knew inside and out. But my mother was listening to Ray Charles and Marty Robbins, so those things kind of went in. And then, of course, my dad's music. But this list that he made for me was so specific to who he was that it wasn't just a list of music, it was himself. And that's the real beauty for me.
You've said that Long Black Veil is sort of the core of the list. How so?
I think so. There is no country music without Long Black Veil. It assimilates everything that's great about country music, the narrative, the really clear narrative. It's a murder ballad. The kind of cinematic quality to the scenes, the mournfulness, those minor chord changes, it's got everything. That's what Lefty Frizzell's version was, the one I knew, from childhood. And then my dad, of course, did a great version on Folsom Prison. So this was the one I felt most close to my dad when we were recording.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody Nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Now, did he tell you as he made this list, Roseanne Cash, did Johnny Cash go through and say, this is why these are important, or did he let you find that out yourself?
He said some of them, why they were important. You know, he had a musicologist understanding of the evolution of country music, and so early folk songs were included, protest songs, Delta blues, gospel, all of those really important points in the evolution of country music. So that became clear when I read the list. My God, my dad has a musicologist understanding of this. And I actually heard him talk about it later on. He came to my daughter's kindergarten class and gave that overview in terms a five-year-old could understand.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, because, yes, Johnny Cash came to a kindergarten class and apparently delivered one of the greatest lectures
yes.
ever, and it wasn't,
recorded. I was sitting there listening to this, and my jaw was on my chest, and this mother next to me leaned over and said, someone should really be recording this. And, of course, you know, it was so impromptu that no one was.
Well, what did he say to a five-year-old about, you know, motherless children or 500 miles? I mean, what did he say?
As I recall, this was in 87, but as I recall, he talked about the importance of gospel and southern blues in the evolution of country music, and also folk and protest songs. There's two far corners away from each other, but they're both essential to the evolution of country music. So he talked about that in ways a child could understand. So he talked about Woody Guthrie, as well as Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who was a deep gospel singer.
Right. Oh, to have been a fly on that wall.
My goodness, I know. And so I feel like, well, the list is kind of giving tribute to that little performance he gave for the five-year-olds.
Well, let's listen to more. This is Heartaches by the Number, featuring Elvis Costello.
Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. And every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes,
we're revisiting our conversation with Roseanne Cash, talking about her now Grammy-nominated CD, The List. It's all part of a week of great music on Here and Now. The List is Roseanne's recordings of 12 songs from The List her dad put together when she was 18. It's the songs Johnny Cash knew in his bones and thought his daughter should as well.
I've got your picture that you gave to me. And it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new. I've got your picture, she's got you.
That's She's Got You, written by Hank Cochran, who passed away this year. And before that, Roseanne spoke warmly of him.
He came to hear me perform She's Got You. It just, you know, I was in tears. It was such an emotional evening.
We asked Roseanne Cash to talk about the other songwriters on the list.
Well, there are very few who are still living.
Right.
That's the first thing I have to say. It's kind of heartbreaking that a lot of these songwriters, I can't hand deliver this CD to them. But Merle Haggard, one of the greatest country songwriters who ever lived, wrote Silver Wings, is clearly still alive and a wonderful, still performing, you know. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but I did send him a record. Yeah. Bob Dylan is another songwriter. Mary John Wilkin is the only woman of the songwriters, and she co-wrote Long Black Veil. She's not still living, but I met her in my late teens, and she was very instrumental in me becoming a songwriter.
Hmm. Oh, so now you get to pay homage.
Yes.
In a way. You mentioned Bob Dylan. Included is His Girl from the North Country. Your dad did a duet with Dylan
In 69.
In 69.
Yeah.
On Dylan's Nashville Skyline. Well, let's listen to a little of that.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline.
When you sing this song, what does this song mean to you?
That's funny you bring up Girl from the North Country, because I just performed it, you know, on Prairie Home
Prairie
Companion.
Companion. It was beautiful.
And I was starting to choke up again. Every time I start to sing this song, it's this feeling that everything has come full circle in my life. You know, I have images of my dad and Bob recording that song in 1969, which made me the coolest 14-year-old on the planet, by the way.
And you're still pretty cool, actually, having seen that.
You know, I just wish so much my dad could hear me singing Girl from the North Country. He wouldn't believe it.
Well, if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there.
You've said that one of your regrets is that you never asked your dad to update the list.
Absolutely.
Obviously, another one is that, you know, he's not hearing you sing it.
Although, Robin, I don't think that I could have recorded this record with my parents still alive. It's that kind of thing. You don't really care about legacy until you can't ask them about it anymore.
Right.
Until that's what you have left, you know?
Right.
That's the bittersweet quality to this whole thing. But yes, I do regret not asking him to update the list so much. But oddly enough, my daughter, Chelsea Crowell, called me and said, "Where's my list?"
Oh, isn't that great?
Isn't it great?
What will you put on it?
I have been thinking about it nonstop.
The Beatles.
Well, of course. But then you have to make this dividing line. Do you include the Beatles? Do you include British Invasion? Or is it just kind of, you know, American roots music? Then it's a whole other list.
What a great idea. By the way, any other regrets about your relationship with your dad?
Well, that I didn't ask for advice more often. You know, I was stubborn. I was independent. I was rebellious.
Gee, were you Johnny Cash's daughter? Wow, maybe there's something.
The apple doesn't fall far, right?
There.
I wish I had asked him for advice more.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just realizing, talking to you, I'm reminded of how I once saw your dad almost be killed by one of his emus, I think it was.
You were
on the ranch.
On the
my then brother-in-law, Robert Duvall, had gone to and taken us to research Pentecostal preachers.
When he was doing the film. Yeah.
Your dad and his wife, June, were helping him do that, and they cooked up a big pot of food, and then your dad wanted to take us out to see all these exotic animals,
right,
that he had, and this emu attacked him.
I remember that very well. He ended up in the hospital.
Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have
laughed. But you know, nearly killed by an emu. Everyone laughed about it.
But you know, in that moment, you know, watching him dive under this old pickup truck, it was just a guy.
You're sure?
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, and that's how I feel about the list too. Johnny Cash didn't make the list for me. My dad made the list.
Yeah. You also say that you wish you'd thanked him more for the list. I mean, who knew?
You know, I forgot I had it until 2005. It's just lucky it stayed in my box of letters and mementos I was keeping. Yeah.
Well, you're thanking him now.
I am.
Just a question. Did he put any of his songs?
He was very modest about that. I think there's only two of his on the list.
And they were?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, they're not on the CD.
They're not on the CD, but, you know, I really do want to do Volume 2.
Ah, so we'll find out then.
Yeah.
We'll find out then.
My heart is sad and I'm in sorrow for the only one I love. When shall we meet in heaven above? Oh, bury me beneath the willow me.
CD The List has been nominated for a Grammy. We spoke to her in 2009. Here and Now.